Kaiser Fire District, refer to the people by the district board, measure 24-353, extension of current 5-year tax levy with increased rate. Question, shall district impose 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning in 2014-2015? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Kaiser Fire District's tax rate has not increased in 10 years. This measure will renew the current expiring levy for another 5 years and will increase the rate of the levy from the current rate of 35 cents per $1,000 of assessed value to a rate of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The district will use the tax revenue from this measure to operate the district at its present level of service, to provide adequate staffing to respond to fire and medical emergencies, and pay for the costs of the district's 911 dispatch services as required by law. The first year of this 5-year levy will be fiscal year 2014-2015. The proposed rate will raise approximately $1,195,249 in 2014-2015, $1,231,106 in 2015-2016, $1,268,039 in 2016-2017, $1,306,081 in 2017-2018, and $1,345,263 in 2018-2019. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. In April 2013, the fire district formed a citizen advisory board to review the district's strategic work plan regarding the future needs and sustainability of service for the district. The citizen advisory board was made up of 26 citizens of Kaiser, representing each neighborhood association, Kaiser City Council, school district, local businesses, district budget committee, and other organized groups. The advisory board reviewed data on service levels, service demands, costs, and response staffing. Due to increased costs and demands for services, the advisory board recommended that the district propose a local option tax levy of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value or $59 per $100,000 home. This is an increase of 24 cents from the current levy that expires in 2014. Kaiser Fire District tax rates have not increased in 10 years. The Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors decided by unanimous vote on August 20, 2013, to seek voter approval of this funding measure on the November ballot. The board is asking Kaiser Fire District residents to extend the current 5-year local option levy that expires in 2014. A yes vote would allow funding the Kaiser Fire District for the next 5 years at its present level of service, improve ambulance staffing, and cover the cost of providing 911 communications as required by law. The district relies heavily on the use of volunteer personnel to fulfill its mission. The fire district is served by 40 volunteer and 23 career personnel. The number of calls in 2012 was 3,736. Kaiser Fire District personnel arrived in under 6 minutes to emergencies in 2012, 95.5% of the time. This levy is needed to continue this level of service. The fire district's permanent tax rate is $1.35 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation. The Fire District Board of Directors has determined that revenue received from the permanent tax rate is insufficient to maintain the present level of service for the next 5 years. To fund operations, the district has depleted its reserve funds set aside for equipment purchases. Kaiser Fire District is not a part of the city or county. The fire district is a special district, a separate unit of government similar to a city or county. It was created by a vote of the people in 1948. It is governed by an elected board of directors who are residents of the district. As elected representatives of Kaiser Fire District, their responsibility is to represent the interests of district residents by making policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire services, emergency medical services, and life safety services provided in the most cost-effective manner. The district also has a budget committee made up of the board of directors and five district citizens that makes recommendations on district expenditures. Even with approval of this levy, Kaiser Fire District will continue to remain at a lower tax rate for fire and EMS services than neighboring City of Salem or Marion County Fire District. Submitted by Jeff S. Cowan, Fire Chief, Kaiser Fire District. No arguments in opposition of Measure 24-353 were filed. Argument in support of Measure 24-353. The Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors unanimously endorses this measure. Kaiser Fire District responded to 3,736 calls in 2012. Fire personnel arrived in under 6 minutes to emergencies in 2012, 95.5% of the time. During the first 6 months of 2013, Kaiser Fire District has seen an increase of 9% in call volume. A levy is needed to maintain this level of service, improving staffing, and keep response times under 6 minutes. In 2013, a Citizens Advisory Committee, made up of 26 public citizens of Kaiser, was created to review the future needs and sustainability of service for the district. Due to increased costs and demands for services, they recommended the local option tax levy be increased to 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value or $59 per $100,000 home. This is an increase of 24 cents from the current levy that expires in 2014. Kaiser Fire District tax rates have not increased in 10 years. The Board of Directors has determined revenue from the permanent tax rate at $1.35 per $1,000 is insufficient to maintain the present level of service for the next 5 years. Even with approval of this levy, Kaiser Fire District will continue to remain at a lower tax rate for fire and EMS services than neighboring City of Salem or Marion County Fire District. The fire district relies on the use of volunteer personnel to fulfill its mission and is currently served by 40 volunteer and 23 career personnel. The Board of Directors decided by unanimous vote on August 20, 2013, to seek voter approval of this funding measure on the November ballot. The board is asking Kaiser Fire District residents to extend the current 5-year local option levy that expires in 2014. A yes vote would fund the Kaiser Fire District for the next 5 years at its present level of service, improve ambulance staffing, and cover the cost of providing 911 communications. This information furnished by Gregory D. Ego, Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-353. The Kaiser Fire District Citizens Advisory Committee endorses this measure. Kaiser Fire District Citizens Advisory Committee, 661 Shemawa Road, Northeast, Kaiser, Oregon, 97303. Dear Kaiser Fire District, on April 13th and 20th of this year, we participated in a citizen advisory committee for Kaiser Fire District to review the long-range planning and needs of emergency response services provided by your fire district. In order to maintain response times of less than 6 minutes, add additional ambulance coverage, and pay for the costs of 911 dispatching as required by law, we recommend passing this levy. Our committee was made up of members in our community, which included representatives from every Kaiser Neighborhood Association, community group, Salem Kaiser School District, and Kaiser City Council. They reviewed the needs of Kaiser Fire District, and then they made a recommendation to the Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors at their May 2013 board meeting. By majority vote, their recommendation was to place this levy on the November 2013 ballot to sustain the long-range funding for the fire district to continue this level of service. Please join us in supporting Kaiser Fire District with your yes vote on this levy. Sincerely yours, Kaiser Fire District Citizen Advisory Members, Brad Coy, Joe Egli, Bob Emmerich, Daryl Fuller, Horatio Gomez, John Honey, Jim Jobes, Art Maurer, Jerry McGee, Chet Patterson, Laura Perez, Paul Finster, Bill Quinn, Marlene Quinn, John Rizzo, Hank Tarter, Jerry Wade, Lyndon Zaitz. This information furnished by Jim Jobes, committee member, Kaiser Fire Citizen Advisory Committee. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments.